Welcome to the Health Reflections podcast, a podcast dedicated to exploring the world of anti-cancer living and empowering you to take control of your health. I'm Finola, your host and guide on this transformative journey towards a vibrant and resilient life. Join me for solo episodes and conversations with wonderful guests. I am beyond excited that you're here, so let's dive in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Health Reflections podcast. I really hope that you're all doing great. So on my YouTube channel, I'm doing a series about how to heal your menstrual cycle. And more than how to heal, sharing my own experience in this field. So I figured it was a very good idea to use one podcast episode into explaining why I think learning about your menstrual cycle and understanding how your menstrual cycle works is really important. So I'm not going to dive in very deep into every single step that you should do in order to learn about your menstrual cycle, but more of why. The reason why I wanted to do this episode, apart from what I just explained, is because I think this topic is still being treated as kind of like taboo, or if you speak about it, is spoken very harshly. And I really think this needs to be stopped, and this topic should be spoken more openly, you know, and treat it as it is, which is a natural process. And I think this topic is not only for people who experience it, but also important for everyone, because you can help anyone that surrounds you that experiences it. The menstrual cycle is more than just that time of the month. It is more than just us getting the period. The menstrual cycle is like a report card about your health and your well-being. It's basically your body telling you how you're doing. And the more you get to know your menstrual cycle, the more you understand how your menstrual cycle works and your own symptoms and your own experience, the more you will learn about your hormonal health, your nutritional needs, and even how you're feeling emotionally. Okay, so speaking in a basic way, what's the menstrual cycle? The menstrual cycle is a 28-day cycle. Of course, this depends on the person, and it splits into four main parts: the menstruation, the follicular phase, ovulation, and the luteal phase. And they're all orchestrated by different hormones. So these hormones, including estrogen and progesterone, change throughout the cycle, and they affect everything from our mood to our energy levels. So a very important concept here is that when your hormones are balanced, when your hormones are in harmony, your cycle runs smoothly. However, when these hormones are out of balance, you can suffer several symptoms like mood swings, fatigue, painful periods, and so on. So this is the first step here, like, when you understand how your hormones work and what is happening with your hormones throughout each phase, it is easier to spot sooner if anything is wrong, and also to get the appropriate help from your doctor. So during the menstruation, the body says goodbye to the lining of the uterus. And this goes hand in hand with a dip in the hormones estrogen and progesterone. Then the follicular phase kicks off, and it is marked by a rise in the follicle stimulating hormone, which gets the follicles in the ovaries growing. Around the middle of the cycle, usually around day 14 or so, we hit the ovulation phase. And in this phase, the egg waves goodbye to the ovaries. After ovulation, we move into the luteal phase together with a rise in the luteinizing hormone, and the burst follicle morphs into something that we called corpus luteum, which pumps out the progesterone to get the uterus ready for a potential fertilized egg. Now, how does this information help us, and how does us paying attention to the symptoms that we may have during these phases help us? Well, the first thing, and I think this is the most basic, and you probably thought about this at some point in your life, but understanding these phases that I just described in a very basic way can help you get informed choices about contraception, avoiding pregnancy, or the other way around. Kind of a guide to the best times for you to try and have a baby in case you're trying to have a family. Secondly, the way this could help us is if you notice that your cycle is irregular, this could be a message from your body telling you that something is wrong. For instance, you have chronic PMS, you've got painful periods, like severe painful periods. You could also have polycystic ovary syndrome, you could have thyroid issues, or your cycle could also be irregular because of stress that you may have in your current life. And this is one of the things that I think are really, really important for us. I don't know how they're doing it nowadays in schools and so on, but I really would have loved to be taught about this when I was a kid, because I started when I was 27, 28, that I started being interested in how my menstrual cycle worked, just because I got to a point where I was fed up, not understanding what was happening, not understanding why I had so many mood changes, not understanding why I had such a crazy pain, not only during my period, but during my PMS, to a point where I couldn't function normal. I couldn't have a normal day whenever I had my PMS or my period, and sometimes even when I'm ovulating. Like sometimes I have like a mild pain when I'm ovulating. And understanding the symptoms, understanding how your menstrual cycle works, can give you a lot of information, not only for yourself to get to know what is happening, but also to the point where you go to your gynecologist. Because the more information the gynecologist can have from how you're feeling and how your menstrual cycle works, the better treatment, in case you need one, the gynecologist can give you. And this is, for me, really important and something my gynecologist has appreciated. In the last few sessions, I'm always able to tell him exactly what is going on. And apart from the, of course, appropriate tests that he performs, this information he really values, and he knows exactly what is happening and what the next steps are. Okay, another thing that I recently found out and I never thought of, maybe you have thought about this, but another thing that I find really interesting about how learning and understanding your menstrual cycle can help you is to organize your life. But I don't mean like what I meant before, when if you want to have a family or not, in the sense of work. So when you are sitting in front of your calendar and seeing what tasks you have to do, when you have meetings, knowing how your menstrual cycle works and how you feel in each phase of your menstrual cycle can help you at the point of scheduling your tasks and deciding when you will do what. So I know, of course, this is not always possible. I know sometimes you're with your period and you may have to do a certain task that you really don't want to or don't feel like doing, and we just have to get it done. But in other cases, we can choose what to do. And I don't know if you have felt this, but I have definitely felt this. When I'm ovulating, my energy is really, really high. I'm super motivated. I have the feeling that I can do anything that I want. So when I am ovulating, that's when I put the hardest tasks on my calendar. Another thing that I'm learning a lot recently is that we shouldn't be eating the same foods in each phase of our menstrual cycle. This, I cannot really speak a lot about this. I just know it's really important. And I'm doing as much research as I can. But every phase of our menstrual cycle has a different nutritional need. For example, during our luteal phase, our body is preparing for a potential pregnancy, which means we need more calories. And if we don't have the enough calories that our body is expecting, it can lead to cravings, low energy, and other symptoms. And something that I really like is that this is really backed by science. You know, I'm a biomedical scientist, I'm in research, so every single thing out there, every habit that I believe in, every lifestyle that I believe in, I really want to see the articles and the science backing it up. And I understand things with examples and experiences from other people. I read a study in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, which found that menstrual irregularities could be early signs of future metabolism disorders. And this is just one example of the many that I have read. And now maybe you're asking yourself, okay, it's great that you're saying how important it is that we need to learn and understand our menstrual cycle and, you know, the benefits and the improvements in our life that we can get from it, but how can we learn? Because it's not only just listening to our bodies, right? We need to have the knowledge that if you're like me, I didn't have, and I had to look for it on my own and learn on my own. So I'm going to share the most important ones for me, or the ones that are actually helping me still to today to learn about my menstrual cycle. As I mentioned before, I don't think I'm even close to finishing this journey. I think I have still so much to learn about my menstrual cycle, and I've got these four things that are really helping me out at this moment. And of course, I go yearly on a regular basis to my gynecologist to make sure that I am having my check-ins. So as I mentioned earlier on this episode, I'm doing a series on my YouTube channel where I'm recording how I'm healing my menstrual cycle. And it's not only healing my menstrual cycle, because I myself have issues, but me learning about my menstrual cycle, and I'm sharing as much as I can about this. And I don't know when you're hearing this, but in case that you're listening to this on the right date, just know that the following Sunday, I'm uploading the second episode of me healing my menstrual cycle, which involves, you know, the last appointment with my gynecologist, what supplements am I taking, what was I diagnosed with, and so on. The first thing that I would like to share in how my journey started to learn about my menstrual cycle is a book by Lara Breeden. I never know if I say her name well, which is called Period Repair Manual. And this is essentially a guide about having better periods using natural treatments. It shows an overview of the problems that can cause period and hormonal problems. And something that I love is how she offers practical, effective strategies and healing. Like, she shows real cases with her patients, what they went through, what treatment or what habits in their lifestyle they changed or incorporated, and how everything got better. And it's not only about the period. It talks about the period, it talks about menopause, it talks about polycystic ovary syndrome, whether you're trying to conceive or not. So I think it's a major help into understanding your menstrual health. The other book is Taking Charge of Your Fertility by Toni Wechsler. I'm not sure if I pronounced that well either. But again, it's another beautiful guide about natural birth control, pregnancy achievement, reproductive health. And I love how it incorporates different images so that you can really learn and understand everything that is being mentioned. So this is how I'm learning. And then on a daily basis, there are two apps that I use in order to understand what is going on. So the first one is the Natural Cycles app. And this I started, I think it was 2021. I think it was 2021 when I decided to stop the ring contraception, the Nuva Ring, and to go natural birth control. So at first, when I started on the Natural Cycles app, I really just thought it was just a natural way of avoiding getting pregnant. And the way this works is that you have a thermometer and you put it under your tongue every single morning as soon as you wake up, but before jumping out of bed, and you log your temperature in your phone, and as much data as you can get, the better the accuracy, and you know exactly your fertile windows. But as I started using the app, I saw that it was so much more than just a natural birth control. I am learning about my symptoms because I log my symptoms. I am learning how regular my period is because I log my period. I'm learning about my ovulation because this is another thing that I log. And I even bought this ovulation test so that I can log it also to just add more accuracy to the app. And the app now is able to let me know when my period is coming, when I'm ovulating, what possible symptoms I may be having. And for me, this is just amazing because I'm a very emotional person and I feel things extremely deeply. I'm a sponge and I'm very easily happy and positive, but also feeling vulnerable and negative and very down. And while I know this is normal on my daily life, sometimes it's just exaggerated. And you know when you're so busy that you don't even know why this is happening and you ask yourself, oh my God, today's like, what is wrong with me? And you still don't think about, oh wait, am I on my PMS? Is my period coming? Am I ovulating? You don't know what's happening because you're so, you know, distracted with whatever is distracting you at that moment, whether it's stress or workload, a deadline, whatever it is. And then, you know, you have this app that has been with you for a while and it gets you this notification about you may be feeling mood swings this week because your PMS is approaching. So I really love that because then I see it and I'm like, oh, this is what is happening. So yeah, I love Natural Cycles app. Now, another thing that I'm really loving, well, another app is Lively Sync. And this is when, apart from learning about your menstrual cycle, you really want to learn how to live in sync with your menstrual cycle, which is something that I'm doing and something that I'm planning to do on YouTube. But like, the first step is to heal my menstrual cycle. And then the next step is another series that I will do, which will be called How to Live in Sync with Your Menstrual Cycle. And I really like this app because it tracks your menstrual cycle. And for each phase, it tells you how the hormones are, the levels of the hormones are. You can see them on a graph. And then it suggests what foods you can eat, which I love because I honestly don't have the time at this time to stop and research what are the best foods for every single phase. So this is a huge help. It tells you what are the best work tasks that you can do for each phase, and also the best workouts for every single phase. So I love that I don't have to think about this. I just have an app that tells me what are the best habits for every single phase. Amazing. And apart from that, you have every day an affirmation regarding the menstrual cycle. Love that. So yes, I think we're getting to the end of this episode. I really hope that you managed to get the point of this episode. I just really think it's really important to raise awareness about this topic and normalize it because it's a natural process a lot of us experience. And if you don't experience it, it's totally okay to still listen to this episode because someone near you may need this information. And I wish I was given this information by someone and not by my own, you know, craziness happening in my body, like the pains and the mood swings and the horrible acne breakout. So yeah, I think it is time that we get comfortable talking about the menstrual cycle. If you follow me, you know this. I focus on living an anti-cancer lifestyle. And I need to take care of my menstrual cycle and my breasts in order to be able to have an anti-cancer lifestyle because it's part of my body. And, you know, this parts of my body can lead also to diseases. And among those diseases, cancer. So it's really important to know about this and to learn how we can treat our body the way If you like this episode, feel free to share it with anyone that you think may need it. Give it a thumbs up, whatever you're listening to it from, if it's from the podcast, audio only, or here in the YouTube. And also, if you liked it, maybe you want to see the next episodes of Healing My Menstrual Cycle. Maybe you feel related with the issues I'm telling and can bring you some help. And apart from receiving possible help from these episodes, I think it's just important to stay together in this field, because a lot of us suffer with different things, and also to connect with each other. And maybe you want to share your own experience in the comments or in the lovely community Healthy Life Dreamers that we have on Discord, where we can speak about this freely and learn from each other, because I love learning and I'm still learning. So, okay, I'm gonna say goodbye now. I really hope you liked it, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.
That's it for today's episode of the Health Reflections podcast. If you would like to have more information, you can check out the show notes or go to the podcast section at finolamaestro.com. I hope this episode was valuable to you and inspired and empowered you into taking action. A reminder that we have a lovely community space called Healthy Life Dreamers, where we share experiences and support each other on this journey. I would love it if you would help me spread the word by leaving a review or sharing the podcast with anyone you think might need it. Thank you so much for being here today. See you in the next one.